Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2654. Stupid or Smart? Getting a Loan to Pay Off Your Debt, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining once again here on Optimal Finance Daily. I'm here narrating for you every single day from some of the best articles on the web when it comes to money and finance. So without further ado, let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. Stupid or Smart? Getting a Loan to Pay Off Your Debt, by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. Should you get a loan to pay off debt? In most cases, no. Just because you can get a loan to pay off your debt doesn't mean you should. After all, are you really paying it off by using another loan? What you're doing is delaying the inevitable and/or making the debt a bit less painful to bear, either because you lower the interest rate, payment, or lengthen the time you have to pay it off. But I know there are circumstances where life happens and backs you into a corner, debt-wise. Whether it's a job loss or unexpected medical costs, life can send you in a tailspin and leave you with excessive credit card debt. Most of us have been there. At this point, you can choose to do a couple of different things. First, you need to make sure you stop the bleeding. Find a way to get more income and/or drastically reduce your expenses to live within the means that you do have. If you don't do those things, then you'll be right back here in a few months or years looking for another loan to help you get rid of credit card debt. Next, you can try and tackle this debt yourself by negotiating interest rates with credit cards, developing a debt reduction plan, and basically taking this debt on head first. Like I said, you can use a loan to help you delay or extend the debt payoff process. Here are some loans you could use. Different loans to pay off debt. Number one, home equity loan. If you own a home and have some equity, your home is worth more than you owe on it, you could tap into that home equity and get a loan for the amount of your debt. Doing so will likely take a high interest debt and reduce it to a lower interest rate. However, you're taking an unsecured debt and turning it into a secured debt. You are putting your home at risk because of some retail spending. Not a good move. Number two, peer-to-peer loan. Take the banks out of the equation. Borrow some money from an online lending service. Peer-to-peer lending is growing in popularity because of the lack of credit elsewhere and because it makes sense for some people. If you use this type of loan, you'll likely pay less interest over time and you can extend your monthly payments to a more manageable level. Number three, personal loan. Some banks or credit unions will give you a personal loan if they can see consistent deposits in your checking account and a steady paycheck. These loans aren't secured, so there's no asset at risk except your checking account. You can likely reduce the amount of interest on your debt significantly by using a personal loan. Number four, life insurance loan. If you have a life insurance policy with a cash value portion, you can take a loan against those funds to help you pay for the debt. I'm not a fan of this option since it goes against the original goal of the money, to protect your spouse and children. Number 5, debt consolidation loan. Take all of your debt and put it on one payment plan. You have to be careful with these loans because the company who is performing the consolidation for you is in business to make money off of you. In most cases with a debt consolidation, you'll pay more interest over the long term, and it will take you much longer to pay off the debt. Finally, people who consolidate debts this way often find themselves in dangerous levels of debt again. In other words, they don't address the root cause. Number 6, 401k loan. Similar to a life insurance loan, the 401k loan borrows money from a source where the original intent is something other than consolidating debt. For this reason, I'm not a fan of using a 401k loan to help you pay off debt. But these loans are pretty easy to make. Your 401k administrator isn't concerned with what you use the money for. They'll just loan you the money. And when you pay back the money, the minimal interest rate is actually paid to your 401k balance. And number 7, balance transfer. If you can get accepted, you might be able to get a 0% balance transfer credit card. You could do your own consolidation by taking all of your outstanding balances and transferring the debt to one single credit card. In most cases, the new credit card will have a promotional 0% interest rate period and a 3 to 5% fee to make the transfer. I've made this move with success in the past, but it's getting harder and harder to perform this move nowadays. You just listened to the post titled "Stupid or Smart? Getting a Loan to Pay Off Your Debt" by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When I was digging out of 30 grand of debt, I believe there was a short period of time where I consolidated some debt on a 0% introductory APR credit card. But I didn't go this route until I was sure I had my spending under control and I was serious about paying off my debt. I think the first order of business when you're addressing debt payoff is to use a debt reduction calculator to come up with a plan of attack. This will require that you become hyper aware of the gap that you have between your income and expenses, because you need to tell the calculator how much you can throw at your debt each month. Once you have that well underway and you've proven to yourself that you can work the plan, then you can start looking at strategies to expedite the timeline. If you got into debt due to not paying attention, like I did, then shortcuts will likely backfire. The reason is that you need to have a deep mindset shift and a shift in your spending and money management habits in order to avoid making the same mistakes in the future. Shortcuts might help you get out of debt quicker, but your habits will inevitably land you back in debt eventually. By digging out of debt the quote-unquote hard way, you'll be learning what you need to know to stay out of debt and start building wealth. But that'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.